Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as a certified glory hole installer. I had nothing else.
I thought you were going to go with that one.
I didn't write it down.
I forgot it, too.
I did.
So it wasn't that funny.
It wasn't. Oh, man. Late start for me in prep. But
yeah.
Welcome to the show. We're still here, everybody.
Are we?
I have one question to ask.
Yes.
I want to know.
Do you really love me?
I want to know how we got from this. So delicious. It's high, so delicious. To this. This is the best part, Lip. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
For those of you that have been living under a rock, that was Fergie.
Exactly. Fergalicious.
That was Fergie singing the national anthem at the All-Star game this past weekend. And I'm sorry. I understand that she has issued her apology and that she's going through a divorce. But damn it, my show don't come on till Wednesday, so I got to get my punches in. This was a disaster. A mitigated disaster. I don't know what she was thinking. I don't know. I'm sorry, but what she did to the national anthem is worse than Kaepernick taking a knee. I said it.
I saw a meme that said Fergie messed up the anthem so bad that Kaepernick stood up to tell her, hey, you are disrespecting this great nation.
Okay, so check this out. Literally, if you didn't watch the All-Star NBA game on TNT this past weekend, this game aired on Sunday night. It is the big, huge finale of the All-Star weekend with the three-point contest and all that other stuff. So this is right before the big game, right after we got 37 minutes of Kevin Hart.
Okay.
Introducing all the players. I will say this. We're going to get into the All-Star game a little bit more later in the show, but I will say this now. Too much Kevin Hart, too much Kevin Hart, too much Kevin Hart, too much Kevin Hart. I'm not going to slam him for being there because they invited him there. But they overused him way too much. From an opening 15-minute skit about him wanting a jersey to him making a joke about every player playing in the All-Star game as their introduction. It was too much. The introductions were over 40 minutes long.
They did the same thing last year, though.
It wasn't Kevin Hart telling Waka Waka jokes. It was an announcer guy.
No, last year I believe it was Drake doing Waka Waka jokes.
I don't remember Drake. I don't remember it going that long. I might be wrong, but I just don't remember it going that long. It just seemed like it took forever. Now, here's the thing. DT, if you missed any of it, because I know that you had a busy weekend.
Yeah.
I DVR'd everything.
Ooh.
And one thing that you don't get from the audio of this is that at one point the camera pans over to God darn it, I knew I was gonna forget his name. He plays for the Golden State Warriors.
Draymond Green. He slack jaw. He's like, ooh.
No, he was slack jawed and then he laughed.
Yeah, he snapped out of it.
Then the camera then pans over to Jimmy Kimmel, who is also laughing. Then it goes to Jamie Foxx, that other black guy that stars in Blackish.
Anthony Anderson.
It goes to Anthony Anderson, who you can see mouth, oh my God. And this is all captured on, and then at one point, I didn't cut it up to that point, but at one point during her national anthem, laughter. Audible laughter during her nap, and it was right after the Draymond Green giggle. Because I believe what was happening is that TNT was running their feed in-house.
Yeah.
So everything that we saw on TV, they were seeing in the arena.
Okay.
And so when Draymond Green snapped out of it and laughed, that's when the audible laughs came.
Wow. So I have a couple of...
Yes, please.
I have a couple of theories.
Okay. About the Fergie...
About the Fergie...
National anthem. We'll play the full thing in the background there. Oh, wait. Let's get... Let me do this before you get to that. Okay. Who is this guy? Here to perform. It sounds, you know what it's, guys? It sounds like a drunk Jim Amato.
Here to perform a star-spangled banner is an acclaimed singer, songwriter, actress, and 8-time Grammy Award winner.
Who? Somebody's playing around. That is somebody with their finger up to their nose and trying to do it out singer's voice.
And I'm a farm.
Maybe someone farted by him.
Fergie.
He was getting ready. He was like, this is going to be ridiculous. I'm going to plug my nose because this national anthem is going to stink.
All right, so what is your question? So, Jim, we love you.
So my first Heights, California, theory is...
Fergie. Okay.
She's going through a divorce, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she started hooking up with a lot of black guys and got way too soulful on something she shouldn't been.
Because she doesn't have that soul.
She ain't got that soul.
She doesn't have
that
soul.
She ain't got that soul. Two, theory number two. She went to Mariah Carey and said, how can I mess up my career? Mm-hmm. And Mariah said, hey, baby, just do what I do and try to hit notes that you cannot hit anymore.
Now, here's an interesting thing that you bring up the career thing. Because I was talking to my Uncle Vincent, Uncle V on the show. Me and him came up with an idea on why she did this. Fergie, according to some blogs, has not really been relevant in almost 11 years.
Ooh, 11?
Almost 11 years. When the last time we got, we got that. When that was one of her biggest hits, Delicious, right?
Yeah.
Me and my uncle V came up, surmised with this idea. This is almost a career rebooter. When you go out and do something so horrible, because what did this do? When she went out and did this, what did it do? It put somebody who we haven't heard from in almost 11 years back into the forefront of America's conscience and the world's conscience. So I would not be surprised. I will say it right here. February 21st, 2018 at 7:07 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, I will go on record to say before the end of the year, A new Fergie album or release. This, I believe, Fergie is too, she's an amazing singer, number one.
Yeah.
She's an amazing talent. All of her things are normally sexual for, what do you think Fergielicious and Delicious is about? But I think she strategically did this because she came out no later than 48 hours later and apologized. Okay. Think about how it's laid out. Divorce, butchered, national anthem, apology from an empathetic Fergie, new album before the end of 2018.
And it's a career reboot. I'm going to up you.
Okay. Mm.
Before the release of her new album, she's going to start selling tickets for her concert for the album she has yet to release.
She's not Timberlake.
She is going to Timberlake us.
She's not
and
Timberlake.
And start selling tickets for her album she had yet to release on the strength of her name.
She had 11 years, bro. 11 years she's been irrelevant.
11 years since 11 the Black Eyed Peas got mashed.
Yep. Since the Black Eyed Peas were turned into frijoles. She has not been relevant. She comes out, she does this, and guess what's happening? Hit internet radio shows like this one are talking about it. And she's everywhere. And the people are apologizing. And people are saying that it was a different take on it. But you know what this
different
was?
Different take? Like, she tried to black it too much. She ain't black. She ain't black. You can't. Black people like to put too much soul on everything.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They try to jazz everything up. They will take the Itsy Bitsy Spider and try to. The Itsy Bitsy. A spider climb up that water spout
and down
came the rain and washed that spot out.
This is literally what was happening during the song while she was singing.
Alright,
let's bring that up. Here it comes. I don't have my squirt sound effects anymore. It was too much.
Like, she tried to make this a jazz song.
It's not a jazz song. It's like a mashup of jazz. That was also where the laughter came in, because that was a Draymond Green shot.
Yeah.
It's like a mashup of jazz and a drunk Eartha Kitt.
Like, literally, I heard that and I was like, are we at a 1920 speakeasy right now?
Exactly.
Like, who sing? I'm trying to get drunk. All right. I'm not trying to stand and like take my hat off and salute the flag in the middle of this bar.
Never have I ever gotten a hab chup from the national anthem.
Like, she tried to Amy Winehouse this
stuff.
She
really did.
And I'm like, no, you ain't done enough cocaine to do that yet.
She ain't done it. She basically took the Staples Arena, turned everybody, put hats on all the women, long cigarettes in all the men, jackets on all the men, and a grand piano in the middle of the floor,
yeah,
and a smoky tavern. That's exactly where she took the national anthem.
She tried to Marilyn Monroe his national anthem, like, oh, say does that star spangle, Mr. President, banner yet wear.
She literally slutted it up the national anthem.
I swear, at one point I heard a T-Rex roar. I did not know Jurassic World was in the background. Like, she was doing her audition to be the second star to Chris Pratt's new movie.
Yes, and you are absolutely right, Jim Amato, off of the Facebook. I'd take Marvin Gaye or Whitney Houston. And you know what? I actually heard someone say, well, Whitney Houston did it a lot differently. Whitney Houston did it justice. She didn't slut it up.
Whitney Houston did it with dignity, and before she did crack.
That's true.
And back when Whitney Houston sung the national anthem, crack was actually whack.
Crack was whack.
And it wasn't cheap.
But after the national anthem, Charles Barkley had this to say.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are not going to make it to the finals.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Oh, I'm sorry to frighten you, dear. I must look like a yeti in this getup. This is my nightly meringue mask, part of my beauty regimen. What it is basically egg whites, creme fraiche, powdered sugar, vanilla, and a little touch of alum. There you go, dear. Oh, there you go. You've got your cream and your sugar now. It's a little cappuccino. One drop or two. Would you like another one? Oh, there you go. Oh, as you can see, I can't stay with you, dear. I'm melting like a snow cone in Phoenix. There we go again. I'll go get Danny, all right? He'll be right with you. Hold on. Danny!
Coming, sis!
It was lovely to have met you. Lovely to meet you.
It must be true, because I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blades. Counting down the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blades.
Is he saying you look like a lady or dude looks like a lady?
Dude looks like a lady.
Dude looks like a lady!
Yeah, why would he say you look like a lady? Because if he said you... then it will really be dude look like a lady. Because you're a dude and you do look like a lady.
I do look like a lady.
A very manly guy.
I am a very manly lady.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide. Heard by the best Fatnatic. All over the world, this is Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer over there, Philippius.
Hello.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Ah, sad, Dad.
For our live stream viewers, we like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys at Fat Guy Radio Show or comment on our Facebook live feed. Hang with us all week long by liking and following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show is brought to you by our friends at Target. When I say Target, I need a sound effect clip of a bow and arrow hitting a target. Like, that was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
You do your first half, and then I'll follow it up. Target. at fatguyradioshow.com/talk. Lip, you were entertained by that. Don't lie.
Lip was like, oh, man, that's actually like, really good.
I had a...
Hello, Target. Target at fatguyradioshow.com has everything you need. Remember, Target loves to offer it to you two ways. Pick it up at the store or have them deliver it to your door. Whatever you need, Target has it. We have a lot of Target supporters, and we love the fact that you support Target through fatguyradioshow.com. I grabbed myself one of those 2-3-quart slow cookers. I picked it. It was delivered to the house because, you know me, I don't like crowds, Lip. But it was delivered to the house. I love it. I'm just waiting to find some meat to put in it. I'm going to do that very soon, even though
like
I'm going to
be... Like a taco?
Like a taco, like a brisket or something that I can put in there, and I can have brisket tacos all week long. But I got it all at Target through fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Target, expect more, pay less.
I am so sorry. I lost myself that Target read. You made that, like, the most sexual Target read I've ever... Target likes to give it... Two ways. I got my three quart crock pot. Can't wait to fill it with some meat.
I didn't mean to make it sexy.
Target. Well, expect more. Pay less.
Right on the post. Right on the post.
That's what
I
we do.
Tell you, right up on the post.
Radio Magic 101.
That was me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for another Wednesday episode of Fat Guy Radio Show. The NBA All-Star Weekend was a full weekend. I don't want to get too basketball heavy, but it's okay.
I didn't watch it, so.
Okay, good, because I have something new, a new element that I like to introduce to the show, and I came up with this new element based okay. off the fact that I wanted to talk about the All-Star game.
Okay.
But, D-Tay,
yeah.
You and I know
yeah.
that the new referendum, if you will, mm-hmm. I don't even know if that's the right word, the prime directive is not that I've stopped talking sports with you.
Yeah.
Because you ghetto argue.
No.
Yes, you do.
No. I ghetto argue over different stuff. We stop talking sports because I actually have a lot of knowledge in sports and it becomes sports heavy and this is not a sports show.
But you were so...
No, I actually
you
have
get
great...
get really excited over it.
I do, but I don't ghetto argue when it comes to sports. I actually spit facts. With other stuff,
but then why do you always make me feel like I don't know what I'm talking about? I already admit that I don't know what I'm talking about.
So, I'm not trying to make you feel like you don't know what you're talking about. I'm just coming up with you. You actually get to argue when it comes to sports because you spit out your opinion.
Yes, which is what I do,
and have no facts to back it up.
Right,
and then
it's my opinion.
And then you
facts.
And then you just keep exactly. You just keep repeating your opinion as fact. When I give you counter arguments.
So,
and that's ghetto arguing.
No.
And that's what I do for every other thing besides sports. I can admit it.
Ghetto arguing is basically screaming over the person the same thing over and over and over.
And that's what you do when it comes to sports.
I don't ghetto argue you at all. I bow out after a while because clearly you are the superior when it comes to sports. I understand that. I've never had a sports show on a network. I'm not as big of a sports
fan
as that you are. But what I have done is that we have a new element
okay.
called the D-Tay Ghetto Argument Alarm. When I want to bow out... And he gets too excited while I'm trying to talk sports.
Okay.
This will be the alarm. When you hear said alarm, that means I'm out. I'm done. Lip, open up the back door and let me out.
Okay.
So, All-Star Game. Joy off of the Facebook says it was the most boring All-Star Game in some years. Why did the switch from East versus West games? That was one thing that I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
I think you and I were talking about this a little bit before you started ghetto arguing me off mic, that that they switched up the way that the things were. And we kind of both agreed that we didn't like the draft behind closed doors type yeah. of thing. And they kind of switched it up. Now, yeah. did you watch the game at all?
I did not.
Okay, so it's going to be kind of hard for you.
No. I saw a lot of highlights.
Okay, it was boring. I agree with Joy off the Facebook. It was boring. I don't know. Maybe I am... in that small segment of people that like the 400-point game. I kind of like the superstars going out there and showing off. They played defense in this game.
Yeah.
There were way more fouls called in this game than the entire lineage of the All-Star.
Okay.
There was some emotion in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it seemed like it was a slightly dumbed down version of a regular NBA game.
Okay.
But it gave a platform for the refs to be the refiest and for the players to do pretty much the same thing that they always do, except for James Harden, who didn't draw as many fouls as he does in the normal game.
Okay.
But to me, I kind of like, after watching that, I kind of like the 500-point game. I kind of like that because it's just it's kind of like the All-Stars just showing off. But then I also recognize and understand why people don't like that.
Okay. No, I can see that. Just to let you know, this game was a very high-scoring game. 293 points scored in total. You had the game ended off of a three-pointer missed by, DeMar DeRozan.
What was the final score? Do you know?
The final score was 148
to
145.
Versus what Charles Barkley was mentioning prior in the pre-show, NBA All-Star pre-show, what they've gotten up to almost 200 points in an All-Star game.
Well, this one was 293 points.
No, each team has almost gotten up to 200 points. That's what he was saying, that was like when there was no defense other than like in the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter.
And it's a catch-22 because
it is.
A lot of people wanted to see a glorified pickup game, and that's what it was in the first couple of quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been like that every year. It's a glorified pickup game, and then the defense doesn't really start until like the second half, fourth quarter. And that's when the defense starts. The reason why they got away from the East and West, because there was no point. There was no point. They don't play like in the MLB All-Star game.
Right.
Where the actual winner, the winning conference.
And this isn't sports show, folks. This is just something
gets like a home court advantage throughout the playoffs type of thing. So because there's nothing that way, I actually like the fact that they intermix the teams because now it's more of like, who's going to outplay who?
I did like seeing Kevin Durant on team.
With Russell Westbrook.
I love seeing Kevin Durant against Steph Curry.
I love like seeing that too. And I also like the fact that LeBron James, who was team captain, picked up Kyrie Irving, his old teammate.
Yes.
So you had
like
Russell, Durant, LeBron James, and Irving all on the same team.
Yeah.
So that right there was like, oh my gosh.
And why that was so oh my gosh, because that was really squashing a whole lot of social media banter that was going on. But this is what I wrote down in my notes, and I wrote it like this. I want to see them either play no defense or play balls to the wall with technicals, ejections, and fights. One or the other. That's kind of like how I want to see it. You either play no defense, go out there and just put on a show, 100% show, or go hard. And if they do decide to go hard, then it should count against it can't really count against their individual stats because it can't affect their teams. But
yeah.
I say go, let it go all in.
You know what?
Emotions.
You know what I want to see?
Fights. beat somebody. I want to see somebody get Kobe Bryant, Rajah Bell clothesline. That's what I want to see.
That'd be cool. But what I really want to see, and this is what I want to see.
Yes.
I want to see them just Harlem Globetrotter it up. I just want to see ridiculous. Like if they just go out there, I want to see double dribbles. I want to see Russell Westbrook pick the ball up and then walk it all the way down the court and they not call anything.
Oh, there she is again.
All
right, I agree with you. We're up on a break real quick. Just a couple of more notes on the NBA All-Star game. Number one, congratulations to our boy Devin Booker.
Yes.
For winning the three-point challenge.
Not only that, but he set a new record for most points.
Yes, he 28. Did.
28.
And there's my second one, and this may be a point of contention. I firmly believe that Larry Nance Jr. was robbed of the Slam Dunk Challenge Award.
Ooh.
Because you know what? The dude that won, okay, the double tap dunk.
Yeah,
he threw it up, caught it, tapped it again. Then that was so innovative while everybody else. And Larry Nance did do a dunk in homage to his dad.
Yeah, and his son's jersey.
But everybody else did nothing original.
That's true.
Larry Nance did something we had never seen, and I think he got robbed, bro.
I don't know. I know that the dude who won, Devin Mitchell, did do one dunk where he threw it off a backboard. Off a second backboard and caught it one-handed. That no one catches the ball one-handed in the air to dunk off the backboard.
But like
it's always two.
But like what's his name said, Loudmouth on TNT said, how many people have done that in gyms where they throw it off the back of the wall? That's pretty much in essence what he did. But I don't think Larry Nance Jr. should have walked away with that, bro. Just my little throw in, my little
tip. I think the less trophies we can send to Cleveland, the better.
Yeah. And one last thing. No more of the little mini Niglet. No more of that. Just go, come on, Kevin. Sit down somewhere. Make movies.
I was like, who's the mini Niglet?
The little mini Niglet. Mini Niglet.
The mini Niglet?
Yes. And before we go, Martha Moo, what it do off the Facebook.
What up, girl?
And Lady K is chiming in off of the Facebook as well.
What up, baby?
We love you guys. Enjoy Joy. It was like watching the Suns game, but with Steph and LeBron involved. No, because
Joy is now banned.
The Suns don't win, baby girl. The Suns don't win. All right, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. And two things. I no longer want to see Black Panther. And Arizonans are complaining again. We'll be right back on the other side of this Fat Guy Radio Show.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an Apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store. Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Time to talk about sports.
Please lower your IQ.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Good pull, Lip.
You sound like he sounds like he was singing the national anthem.
All right, ladies. Welcome back to the Shoddy. Whoa, whoa, whoa! I've got a confession to make. I have lost my mind on Amazon.
What?
I took a picture of my foyer earlier today, the entrance to my house, and this is what it looked like. Go back to my big shot. This is what my foyer looked like. Look at all those Amazon boxes. I've lost my mind. I can't stop. I'm addicted. I can't stop. I'm addicted. I'm addicted. I'm addicted. I need it. I need it. I need it. I need it. But when I get it through the banner on fatguyradioshow.com. Click the Amazon banner on fatguyradioshow.com to do all your Amazon shopping. Amazon, the number one way we power this here show. There was a lot of arm fat in that.
It's all good.
Thank you.
We just know you make great fried chicken now.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm going to say it right now. Here we go again. Arizonans complaining that it's cold. I say it every year. I say it every year, and I will repeat it right now. For those of you that are listening to us in Arizona, remember this weather come July, jerk stores. We can't handle 38-degree weather. Lady K is freezing her horse knuckles off out there with negative 58-degree weather with a wind chill factor of negative 140. What? That's probably not right.
Wow.
It's below Arctic freezing where Lady K is. Jim Amato up there in Pensacola, Tonka, they are experiencing weather in the low teens. You don't see him complaining, but we get 38-degree weather. We get a little bit of the Arctic vortex. When it comes July and your chonklas are melting on the cement, you're going to wish for an Arctic vortex.
I stopped wearing chonklas.
The problem is that our blood is thin here.
We need to have some thick skin then. Get your jackets. Go to Burlington Coal Factory.
Fat like you.
Go to Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com and order yourself a burka.
A burka.
Get over it.
That's what Corey nicknamed his skin. Oh, what are you wearing today, my burka?
The Corey burka.
The Corey burka.
Let me ask you this.
I'm just slice you open like a tauntaun and wear you like a suit.
Consider this.
Considered what?
Joy off of the Facebook says, what's funny is the kid asked what's wrong with the grass this morning because it was frosted. That's when you put on your sneakers and you what I call grass skate.
Grass skate? You grass skate.
When I was younger and only
because
weighed
you can't do it now. That's a new fact. You grass fall. You don't skate. You fall.
No, I grass quake.
You grass quake. Oh, you guys made me quake.
But when I was smaller, like half of a metric ton, I used to put on my sneakers that had the Velcro.
They don't even make those in your size anymore, do they?
I buy Velcro sneakers.
Wow.
I cracked myself up.
You did.
Michael Mara says the worst thing you can do is laugh at your own joke. But my Velcro sneakers, I used to latch them on with the help after, trying to keep my helmet on.
Yeah.
And I would go to school, and in the winter, the grass would be frosted over, and you would just be able to slide right across it. You never grass skated?
No. What we did when our grass frosted over?
What? You smoked it?
Nah, we threw it in the freezer. Of course we smoked it.
Yeah. But so this is my question about the car.
All right, I'm listening.
In Arizona. You live in Arizona, right,
no,
Dite? Do you live in Arizona?
Yes.
Okay. Which weather is cheaper? Which kind of weather is cheaper? Hot weather or cold weather?
Cold. I haven't turned my AC on since November.
Right.
I haven't turned my heater on since November.
Right.
But my heater don't work, so that's a whole different story.
I did turn on my big boy heater this past week because it was chilly in the morning. Mm-hmm. And, I still don't have the heater turned on. I don't have the heater installed on my waterbed yet.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to wake up Popsicle Butt.
Uh-huh.
But I did turn on the big heater.
The big heater.
But when you think about it, it is cheaper for us in Arizona to heat our houses than it is to cool our houses.
Yeah, my big heater is called the oven.
You can't heat your house with the oven.
To hell you can.
That is dangerous.
To hell it is.
Electric or gas?
It's the electric gas. It's hybrid.
He's got an electric gas heater.
Exactly.
It'll blow up and fry your ass at the same time.
Don't be smoking in the house, and you shower when the door is closed.
Look, when it's cold outside, not only is it cheaper.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
All right, I don't. Mata Martha off the Facebook says I don't use the heater. That's why we have Mexican blankets.
Those are called tortillas.
Those are not called tortillas. Those are called ponchos, right?
No.
What are those?
The Mexican blankets are those big, giant ones that have, like, pictures of, like, tigers and lions and bears.
What are those things called?
Santa Maria.
Oh.
Santa Maria. Tacos.
Okay. Here's the thing. When it's cold outside, folks, and we're complaining about it because we're Arizona, we have to realize the benefits of it being cold outside. Number one. All of the things that want to kill us are in the ground still. Snakes, scorpions, all those things are underground because they don't like it being cold.
Exactly.
So don't complain about it being cold right now. Stop belly aching.
Exactly.
And our friends over at ABC 15, they are the, I got to get to it. Our fans over at ABC 15 are the sole proprietor of perpetuating the fear of cold.
Say that five times fast.
Sole proprietor of perpetuating the fear of cold.
That's two.
Sole proprietor of perpetuating the fear of cold.
What?
Sole proprietor of perpetuating the fear of cold.
The what?
Sole proprietor of perpetuating the fear of cold.
Okay, you got it.
Stop it, ABC 15. They love putting
sole
those little
proprietor.
Things. They put up a meme the other day that said Arizona 38, Denver 40.
Wow, the Mile High City is 2 degrees warmer than us. Call the news.
New York.
We are the news.
New York. New York was warmer than us.
Chicago. Yeah, Chicago's warmer than us today because they're killing people.
They are. I mean, and gunfire.
Yeah,
that produces heat.
Exactly. Especially in the city because, exactly. you know, the asphalt catches everything.
It catches everything. Stop it, ABC 15. We love you. You're our friends. But you are literally the sole proprietor of perpetuating the fear of cold.
The sole proprietor of perpetuating the fear of cold.
The Arctic Vortex.
The Arctic Vortex. Where snow never leaves. In Arizona. Lives perpetually in an art of...
I don't know where you were going with that.
I don't know where I was going with
Lip,
that
do you like it cold or hot?
I like it hot.
That was I don't really like the cold. That is the creepiest. I like it hot.
I'm being cold.
You don't like being cold? That's because you're skin and bones. You're a little guy.
It's all right.
But you like being hot? You like sweating balls?
Well, not sweating balls, but I'd rather be in a warmer climate.
I think there is nothing better. And hear me out.
Oh, boy.
I think there is no better feeling, and you can only get this during the summer.
Right.
No better feeling than coming home, disrobing, and your underwear just being full of swampy sweat, and your balls are free and floppy in the wind. Right when you get home, you get like, you stand right in front of the fan that's in the living room so that everyone smell your swampy junk. I think there's no better feeling than that. Am I the only one that shares that? Like,
yeah.
Walking around the house naked in the summer?
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm in now. What'd you say?
With that, swampy that balls?
No. Ding dong. There was a day back in the day where I would do what I call the beach dwell.
The beach dwell?
Where I would be so sweaty where you would come home and you would just pretty much just, you know, strip it all off
mm-hmm.
and then just go spread eagle. Here's a visual for you, Lady K. Just go spread eagle on the bed and let the ceiling fan give you that special attention where it just cools off all the crevices. And a guy my size with as many flaps and rolls and donut holes that I have,
yeah.
you got to stretch out really good. I mean, you got to give it a really good stretch.
Yeah, because you got more crevices than the
air get. Let the air let the air get in there and cool you down, and I call that the beach well. But okay. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be cold. I want to grab myself one of those Marcos blankets, and I want to do that now. I'd rather be cold than hot. Where are you at, DT? Cold or hot?
I like it muggy.
Of course you would like it muggy.
Well, because one, like I like humidity.
What?
I do.
Who says that?
Because it does wonders for my hair, all right? And then I know if I run really fast that I'm going to instantly cool off because I'm already sweaty.
Okay.
So if I run fast, I'm like, oh, I'm cool. And then I slow down and I heat up and then I can run again. But my hair looks immaculate.
I have never heard anybody say I like sweaty balls. I've never heard that before.
I don't know what it is.
The smells down there, bro. The smells. The smells. Some people like it.
I like to bask in the ambiance.
Some people like the smells.
Some people like it. Some people like it funky.
Some people,
in the funk, it's the fan. Gonna smell like chitlin grits and ham. I was about to get funky. Oh, yeah, funky.
Well, I know what you don't like.
What?
Facebook. There is a mystery afoot in Studio G in the land of Fat Guy Radio Gee.
What?
Someone in this studio not named Philippius or Corey.
Hold on. Before we get to that, I have to address something real quick.
Okay, let's go. You gotta
Joy off the Facebook said, bruh, you're black. Humidity jacks up your hair. Joy, I'm just going to let this out for the record. I am mixed. So I have good hair.
Uh-huh.
So humidity actually makes my curls look on fleek. So I'm going to let you get it right. All right.
He likes it when you touch his good hair, too.
All right. Yes, I actually do love it. When you play with my hair.
When you see him in public, just reach out and grab his hair. Don't matter what part of his body the hair is on.
Reach out and touch.
Just get out there and grab his hair.
Somebody's hair. Make this world a better place. If you cur.
I thought I had a sound effect for,
no, you don't.
For Joy.
Yeah.
But I don't.
All right. I'm sorry, Joy.
Wait, we'll hit this because he's there.
Jim Amato.
There we go. He's in the house. Here it is. So who made that comment?
Joy did.
Oh, happy day.
Get Woo. It? Joy, joy.
Got it.
Happy day. Joy, joy, you. I'm not going to do that forever until I see you by Amazon. All right. Oh. So there is a mystery afoot in Studio G.
All right.
Someone not named Philippius or Corey has deleted their Facebook account. And it's interesting as to why this person has deleted their Facebook account when our show is based on social media presence. So, Lip, I'll ask you first. Did you delete your Facebook account?
Maybe.
Lip.
I love Lip. I freaking love Lip.
You know, did you show up to rehearsal today?
No.
You were there. I promise you were there.
I was there, but I wasn't there.
See, he's in the room, but he's never.
See, this is why I shouldn't have did it. This is why I shouldn't have did it.
You shouldn't right. have. You should have known. The moment you started to set something up, Olivia was going to go ahead and wreck it.
I knew he was. I knew.
That's what Flip does.
to steal from the Mike O'Mara show. Show killer. Show killer. Show killer. Show killer. Lip, let's try it again.
Okay.
Lip.
Yes.
Did you delete your Facebook page today?
Yes. I mean.
God damn it. All right. Hold on a minute.
Wait. What's the answer? What is he supposed to say?
No, I'm going
to
give him his line.
Okay.
Lip. Okay, turn on page 55 of Fat Guy Radio Show episode 221. It states, Corey will ask Lip if he deleted his Facebook page. Lip will respond, "No, I didn't, Corey. Back to you, Fat Guy."
Okay.
Okay, let's try it again. All righty. Take three. Lip, did you delete your Facebook page today?
Fat guy, no, I didn't. Back to you.
No, that was not right. That wasn't
close enough.
It wasn't close enough. It needs to be perfect.
He got all the elements. He said, no, I didn't. He called you a fat guy, and he said, back to you. What more do you want from this guy?
Are you Islexidit?
Yes.
DT, why'd you delete your Facebook page?
Who said I did?
Facebook?
Maybe I went on incognito mode.
Did you go on incognito mode? So what happened is that Lip and I were in the studio beforehand having prayer meeting and getting ready to be consecrated as a Catholic. And the we came across Facebook as we were searching for Catholic friends. And we pulled up Daniel Justin Taylor and there was no profile picture.
Okay.
But it said processing as Catholic.
Yeah, something like that. Catechism, catechism to be, I don't know.
Pending.
Yeah, catechism pending. So that's a total inside joke, folks. We are so sorry. Dite, your Facebook page is gone. What say you?
Who needs Facebook?
We need Facebook.
I'm the Instagram guy.
You're only on Instagram now.
I'm only on Instagram.
Okay, so you deleted it for a purpose?
Yeah, let's say I gave it up for Lent.
So you're going to go back on Facebook?
No.
So then you didn't give it up for Lent. You just gave up Facebook.
I'm using Lent to change over my my life. No, actually, okay. So real story is why I gave up Facebook is I got tired of being bombarded.
I'm sorry, what?
Been African bombarded.
Boom, ba da bum ba ba da ba
ba. Boom, 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 boom.
Get to
boom,
it. Boom, we got to go to a break, you boom.
Oh, sorry. I got tired of like all the like negative energy. I'm tired of the political views. I'm tired of people airing their dirty laundry. I'm just tired of people in general on Facebook. I'm just tired of it because, you know, Facebook only puts like the most negative stuff on your timeline.
Yeah, that's a new algorithm.
Exactly.
Negative over positive.
Exactly. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. And it's not like anyone really misses me on Facebook because we saw for me not having my birthday, no one even knew I was there.
Oh,
so no one even knew I was there. It had nothing to do with my birthday, but like...
No, this is stemming from your birthday fail.
It's not. It's not stemming from my birthday fail. It's just I literally will wake up and like I usually wake up at 4:30. I don't have to leave my house to get to my numbers job until like 6:37. And that whole time when I should have worked out, got ready and everything, I was spending most of my time on social media. And it was becoming a huge distraction in my life. I noticed it at like sometimes at work when I had a break. I spent my break instead of prepping or eating lunch sometimes. I just spend it on my phone on social media.
But that's when, but when you're on your social media account, especially on your Snapchat, that's when you and I are sexting back and forth.
Yeah, and I got tired of that too. It started getting weird.
Oh,
got tired of that.
You can, I guess you're next.
You can only see, you can only see the flab on someone's arm so many times before like you're like, yeah, I'm over that. I don't want to know what the kneecap does anymore. Like, but I'm good.
But I sang you the national anthem like Fergie wearing a bandana.
That was where I, that's where I drew the line. That's where I drew the line.
Was the
I was like,
was the bandana was too far.
Yeah, I was like, is he going for Aunt Jemima Tupac look? Like, I'm over this. I am so over this. I was like, I'm sorry, Aunt Jemima Pac. Like, I'm done. I am done. I'm checked out. And the only reason, and the only reason I kept my Instagram was because I have a group. We call it the BDC. And it's all my boys, and we share like funny memes, and we talk crap to each other, and like
I'm not in that group. Lip, are you in that group?
BDC. I wonder what that stands for.
Oh,
big slinging. Oh, can't say that last word. That's what I thought it was too.
No, it's the B.
No, it's not. We already came up with the analogy.
All right. Well, anyways,
Lip's gonna pass out if we don't go to break.
Lip can go to break when I'm done. All right. All right. And on that note, we're going to break.
All right. So you're just, what do you have? What do you have left?
I have my Instagram.
And that's where you're at? That's where you're
staying. Yeah, that's where I'm at. You can catch me on Instagram. You can DM me if you want. I probably will not go reply back. And like, I actually have an idea of where I'm going to go with my Instagram in the future. Like, I already started it. I'm taking my Instagram in a new direction.
You're writing a business plan for your Instagram page.
Yes. Like, it is now going to, like, really serve me and what my mission in life is and what I want to do with my life. I'm going to start doing that through my Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
And then, who knows, maybe when I feel comfortable enough to get back on Facebook, I will, and then, like, use that to service. But right now I'm focusing on a whole bunch of stuff. I'm changing my life in a whole bunch of different ways, and Facebook is not in it right now.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad you're going to Rob Spiewak your Instagram. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side of this break with my Chinese restaurant lady thought I died and Instagram follower post of the week right here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show, it's social.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Fat Guy Radio Show.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Many of you know our show app is only on the Apple platform. Well, there is a new way for you to get our show and all of your favorite podcasts, and you can definitely find our show as we are being featured on the new app, PlayApod by TMSoft. Available for Android and iOS, PlayApod is the best way to listen to any podcast. PlayApod allows you to easily search and subscribe to all your favorite podcasts created by my Facebook pal, Todd Moore. He knows that podcasts are the future, and he knows that getting you that content in a quick, easy, and user-friendly way is the best way to go. Todd Moore and the TMSoft team are leading the charge in revolutionizing the podcast app with PlayApod. It offers cross-platform syncing, which means any device that you have PlayApod installed on, if you start your show on one device and switch to another device, you pick up exactly where you left off listening to your show. Get PlayApod now at PlayApod.com. playapod.com or search Playapod in the App Store or the Google Play Store. Playapod by TMSoft. Download it for free and download it today. I have it installed on my phone, and I'm going to list off the shows that I have in my favorites list. Of course, the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein, Omericast, the Cake and Cookies, Rob and Katie Show, Tech 411, Big O and Dukes, and of course, the Mike O'Mara Show. All in my Playapod. And just to kind of show off a little bit, I know there's some other ones in there. Quadcast Podcast, that's a good show as well. I'm just going to show it up that that's us featured in the Playapod app. I don't know if you can see that or not. But yes, those are some of my favorite and Omericast. And I do love Omericast. Omericast is by Marcus Serta, but Fatnatic of the show. Fatnatic of the show, Jim Amato. Is often guest hosting Americast. So check that out and add it to your favorites in your Playapod app. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. My Chinese restaurant lady I was dead.
Before we get to that, because you teased this, and I am really curious, you wouldn't even tell me before the show, why are you not going to see Black Panther?
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't want to go see Black Panther because they've made it all about black people.
What do you mean?
It's all on the platform of them just making it a race thing. And I just thought Black Panther was just another superhero movie.
It is a superhero movie, but what do you mean they're making it a race
thing? All of the news and internet, what I'm reading on the internet is that this is a coming of age African American movie and all African American cast, and it's like, you know, they basically have eliminated the fact that it's a action hero movie, and they've made it all about it being like black people rising up. And I thought it was just an action movie, and I don't like the press that it's getting.
It is an action movie.
They've kind of diluted it for me, and I kind of don't want to go see it now.
Why?
Because of that.
Because someone,
not just someone, a lot of people, they are all, it's all become a race issue now for around surrounding this movie.
So you're going to let a race issue, you're going to let society's interpretation of a movie stop you from seeing a good Marvel movie?
I didn't mean to cut you off.
That is crucial to the Marvel universe because Black Panther is going to play a key part in the Avengers 3 Infinity War. And if you don't see this movie, you're not going to understand where he's coming from when he goes into the new movie.
You're right. And you're right. And the thing is, I'm not a big, huge Marvel fan. When I saw the previews for this movie before it came out, I don't know if we did it in trailer talk or not. I doubt it if we did.
I don't think we did.
But when I saw this, I was like, oh, dude, this is like a kick-ass movie. I just want to go see. And then now, once the movie came out, all of a sudden, everybody's dressing up in Africa clothes and wearing shamas and all this other kind of stuff to go see this movie. And they're doing the whole Black Panther salute. And I thought, I'm like, wait a minute. I thought this was a comic book.
It is.
Why are they turning it into a race discussion? It's just a comic book movie.
It is, but it also paints black people in a positive light, which hasn't been done in movies that aren't like black made movies. Like this is a major Hollywood film that has a pretty much predominantly black cast. And it paints us in a good light, which hasn't been done in a long time.
Okay, painting us in a good light, I can understand, or painting black people in a good light, I can understand that. But we have had previous movies where it's been an all black cast before.
Yeah.
I don't see what's so special about this.
I'm not meaning to cut you off, but this is a positive portrayal of Africa as well. Like, when you see Africa in movies, it's always that farming town, like,
Bush just, people.
Yeah, and it's always painted in a negative light. This really, like, paints it in a positive light.
But
It's an African superhero movie.
It's an African superhero movie.
Yes.
Okay. That right there takes me out of the Marvel universe idea. And I mean,
Wakanda is in Africa.
It may just be because I don't know Marvel. I'm not a big Marvel fan.
all superheroes aren't in America. Just so you know.
I just didn't. There's superheroes in other nations. I was just. That's the reason why I don't want to go see it.
Took place in Slovenia.
I'm just saying.
And
Mona Martha off the Facebook says I might be making a big deal out of it.
Yeah, I think
I was kind of turned off by it.
I literally think if you watch it, like, you'll totally forget about everything the news media say because you'll get swept into the whole persona of this is a superhero movie, and you'll be like, oh snap, this is a good superhero movie.
Is the Black Panther an African American in the comic book?
Yeah, the Black Panther is an African.
Oh, he's an African. He's not a black guy. He's a little bush baby.
No,
African.
He is not a bush baby. He is from Wakanda, which is the most technologically advanced city in the world.
They got the internet?
They have stuff that, watch the movie, because you'll be like, oh, snaps. They have stuff that I didn't even know can happen. Oh. They healed a bullet wound in 12 hours.
I was just turned off.
A bullet wound.
A bullet wound.
To the spine.
To the spine.
And the dude who they healed was able to walk again in 12 hours. America doesn't have that kind of technology.
No, we
but
don't.
But Wakanda does.
Okay.
All right.
You know what?
I guarantee if you watch it, you'll be like, oh, snaps. The media.
I don't want to go see a black political movie. I want to go
it's
see
not
a
black,
good,
it's,
good
it's not a black
action hero
movie. It's not a black political movie. You'll be like, oh, snap. This isn't black propaganda.
Okay.
This is just a good movie about a story within the Marvel Universe, and it stays true to the comic books.
And I can't wear African colors. They don't look good on my skin tone.
You don't have to. You don't have to. You have no skin tone.
You're absolutely right.
You have no tone whatsoever. You are a blob.
I got good tone.
The only tone you got is copper tone.
Oh, say, can you say bye? So my Chinese restaurant lady thought I had died.
But you did. Of a heart attack.
I did.
But we resurrected you because of Wakanda's advanced technological advances.
No, I went to my Chinese lady that I haven't gone to since the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk in and she says, oh, this is you. I'm like, yeah, it's me. Ah, I thought you'd die.
I didn't know they talk like that in Panda Express.
It's not Panda Express. It's a Chinese lady that she's far away from my house. So I went more often, like when I would go, like,
oh,
when I'm coming home
from your numbers job,
from my numbers job or not coming home from my numbers. I'm coming home from GCU.
Okay.
And I would be driving down and I would just come off the freeway and go east a little bit and then backtrack west. And I would go there and I was probably hitting her up at least once a week, which explains why I'm the way I am.
Exactly.
So I order her for the first time this year.
You ordered her?
I ordered.
Did she come with a side of rice?
She came with a side of egg foo young.
Oh, nice.
And soy sauce. So I walk in and she says, oh, it's you. I'm like, hi. Yeah. She's like, oh, I thought you'd die.
You fat bastard.
Wow.
I'm like, what? She says, oh, I thought you'd die. You die because you'll not come for a month.
For a month?
I says, well, why would you think I was dead? She say, no, no offense to you, but you know, you be guy. I'm like, so you thought I died because I'm fat?
Exactly.
Oh, it's cool. You get fried rice with your order? I'm like, yeah, but you know why I'm fat? Oh, because you eat a lot. I said, no, no, no. I'm fat because I eat here.
Wow. You didn't say that.
I did. And she left. I've been going there for years, dude.
Oh.
She's like, she doesn't talk to any other customers except for me.
Okay.
When I'm in there, she doesn't talk to anybody else. She didn't even want to talk to me when I took Dominic there to eat. Because it's the Chinese restaurant is right up the street from where Dominic lives and in North Phoenix. And I took Dominic there and she didn't want to embrace me. Then I walked in. I was friendly and everything else. The only time she talks to me is when it's just her and I. And there's not a lot of people in that place because they now deliver.
Oh, wow.
They deliver all of their food. But she totally thought I died.
I thought you died the other day.
I did die the other day.
A little inside.
Of a broken heart.
Oh, I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something you ate.
I said, Corey, you should use that voice for the rest of the show.
Okay, then what I gotta do for you, Joy?
Please,
I gotta go to commercial with that vibe because I thought you died. Did you die? I thought you push up Daisy because you're fat. You a fat guy and you know you can't. You eat too much. You eat too much food and you're gonna die.
Hey, Lip.
Yo.
Do you mind shooting me after the show?
You're gonna die!
All right, cool.
You're gonna die, so you're because you're too fat. You fat guy. Fat people that little long. Fat people that little long. And you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. That's probably why he fat, because he got fat effect and radio. He got radio show. That's why he fat. JJ like this, though. Fat the guy down.
Bro, like literally, if you keep talking like that, I'm going to put it on a single shot and I'm not going to talk for the rest of the show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show. With someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Hey, are you spending over $200 a month on stinky tar-laden cigarettes?
Yes.
You got to get out of that habit, folks. I am telling you right now. Halo Cigs, I would suggest following them on Instagram because some of the information that they post up on Instagram is just absolutely mind-blowing. I know this is their spot, and I'm going to try to get to it a lip. I know we're running out of time here, but I'm going to pull this up because they're not just an e-cig game. I'm telling you, folks, they are way more than that, where they actually want you to know the benefits of utilizing e-cigs. They put up a post. I'm trying to find it now. I'm scrolling through this is off of their Instagram. They put up a meme that said, of the 93 harmful and potentially harmful chemicals found in cigarette smoke, 21% are also found in gasoline and diesel exhaust. Ugh. This is off of the Halo Cigs Instagram page. They're not just putting pictures up there of their products for you to buy them. They're actually educating you and providing you knowledge on it. Halo Cigs, they're way more than an e-cig company. I'm telling you, I was a customer of Halo Cigs before they became a sponsor on the show. I pursued them to become a sponsor on the show because I wanted to spread the word about how tremendous of a company Halo Cigs is. They give you that personal one-on-one customer experience. Any questions that you have, any worries that you may have about e-cigs, you hear the stories, you read the blogs about e-cigs blowing up. I had a friend of mine tell me about his e-cig blowing up. I said, what kind was it? He didn't say it was a Halo Cig. I said, that's why it blew up.
Oh.
Because it wasn't a Halo Cig. I've had Halo Cigs for over 7 years. And none of them have ever blown up on me. None of them, if they're in your pocket and they activate, they have a safety feature where they shut off after 10 seconds.
Wow.
It's happened to me where I've gotten reached into my pocket and went to take a vape off of it and it was off. It must have turned itself off. It avoids itself overheating.
Nice.
It's more than just an e-cig, folks. Trust me on this. And if you don't, you still got questions, check them out through the Halo 6 banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. All right, welcome back to the show. Whoa. We got to get to it because we want to get to it. It is time for the second segment that is sweeping the nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I am talking about the thing that I can never find. Where's the Instagram bit?
Five.
How come I can never find these things?
Is it on five?
It's not on five. It is on five.
Booyah.
Booyah! Ladies and gentlemen, the segment that is sweeping the
lip was skimming Instagram and liked Lady K's pic.
Lip, are you on Instagram during the middle of the show?
Nope.
Well, that's just lying.
Lying. Lady K just blew your spot up right now.
Lady K just blew your spot up. You just lied.
That was before the show.
Oh.
Lady K, stop lying on Lip. Lip, you lying.
One of them is lying.
You're gonna kill. You're gonna kill me because I'm fat.
Does it show what time I like it? No,
nah, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't do that. But you know what's really cool is that when people follow us, we like to feature them in a segment we call Instagram Follower Post of the Week. All right, this week's Instagram follower post of the week comes from follower Desmond Villagran at Dirty Des, D-R-T-Y-D-E-S, who posted a picture of two Jack-in-a-Box tacos with the following caption. When I was in high school, Jack-in-a-Box had two tacos for 99 cents. Now, 20 years later, they still have two tacos for 99 cents. Either inflation doesn't work or taco on tacos, or they've been highballing me for like 20 years. He's got a point.
That is true.
Why hasn't the price of tacos, those, they're not even real tacos.
Actually, there's more lettuce in them now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And when I order tacos from Jack in the Box, I say, hey, can I get two tacos, hold the salad? And then one lady was like, we don't put a salad on top. I was like, with all that damn lettuce, that is a taco salad. That is not tacos. That is taco salad. I'm good. I am not a rabbit. I don't need the roughage.
I haven't had a Jack in the Box taco
yesterday.
Since last time I got high. So yeah, yesterday. He's right though. How come the prices of these tacos have not changed in so long?
It's because they add more lettuce, so they're less meat.
Yeah, they're able to circumvent the cost.
Honestly, I don't eat. I haven't had them in a while. AJ used to throw them down his gullet like they were rock candy.
You know who used to try to make tacos, and I think they stopped? You guys remember when Burger King tried to get in the taco game?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the hot dog game. That was a mitigated disaster from inception.
Bro, bring back the chicken fries though. Are they back yet?
I don't know, but
they were permanent for a while, and then they weren't permanent.
But Taco Bell has those new nacho fries. Anybody had those yet?
Yes, no. I tried them. They are very well seasoned.
Really?
You know I'm a fry guy.
You are a fry guy.
And I actually like Taco Bell's new fries.
He's known on the streets as the fry guy.
Exactly. Yeah. Also known as the guy who tried to eat the bag because he thought it was made of fries.
And I'm known as the butt burglar. I don't understand what happened to that. This has been your Instagram follower post of the week. That's it. We really don't have an ending to that, so I just decided to stop it. Lip.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
Hey, are we going to do the trailer talk? Because I really have like a strong opinion about this movie.
We will end the show with your trailer.
And it's not gonna be Queen Latifah isn't fat. So watch the show.
Oh, by
again.
The way, did you see the All Star Game? Queen Latifah is fat now.
She fat again.
She's fat again.
Oh, she didn't lose the weight.
You know what? She's fat again. Cause she gonna die. Cause she's so fat.
She's so fat. She gonna die.
Joy, you should have told me. I never. To do please. That. She's fat again. She can still rap, but she fat again.
Oh, okay.
And you know what? To be the All Star Game, I need to get back on it. But to be in LA, you would have thought they would have had some better stars.
No, it's LA. All the stars are dead.
Why does Beyonce want to sit on the sideline? Why can't she get up there and all the single ladies in the intro?
Because it's Beyonce. You ain't got that kind of money.
And why do they let these celebrities get so drunk before they go on?
Because it's L.A. Everyone's drunk. It's like the 60s.
I guess so. All right, I'm trying to find it. Where is it?
Red Ape.
We got to do an abbreviated one. Ladies and gentlemen, the second segment that's sweeping the nation. It's time for Trailer Talk.
Movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we review the trailers because the trailers are free. Today's featured trailer is Gringo, starring David Oyelowo. What?
Exactly.
And Charlene Theron, her ass. A mild-mannered American businessman finds himself in over his head after traveling to Mexico. He soon crosses the line from citizen to criminal while tangling with shady colleagues, international mercenaries, drug lords, and the DEA. Directed by Nash Egerton, set to release in the U.S. March 9th, 2018. Lip, what say you on Gringo?
I actually napped through the preview.
That a boy.
Nice.
So I'll probably go watch it.
You gotta watch it on principle of the name Gringo.
So I'll probably go to sleep anyway.
It's not about Mexicans.
Well, it's about weed, though, right?
I will take you to the movies and let you sleep through it.
All right,
that a boy. I will, since you seem to be very passionate about it.
Yeah.
I will go before you if you don't mind.
Okay.
This seems like a typical drug lord with a clumsy assistant type of movie.
Uh huh.
But there were some funny elements in the trailer that kind of makes me want to go see this.
Yeah.
But I will go and see it with the pre-notion of knowing it is going to be 100% predictable and sticky. It's just going to be slapstick, Jerry Lewis, 1960s sticky. And if you want to see the trailer that we're talking about, it's posted up on our Facebook page right now. And we were supposed to review it last week, but Lip decided not to do it.
Because the link wasn't in the tab.
That's true. All right, DT, what's your take on...
So I am completely against this movie. Ooh. And here's why. The name of the movie is Gringo, all right, which is white for white boy, or Spanish white for white boy. It's Spanish for white boy. Am I right, Lip?
Yes.
Is that what it is, Lip?
Yeah.
I didn't know
so that. So a gringo is a white person.
Gringo.
Oh, you're a gringo, you're a white boy.
Oh, I'm
the
a gringo.
The main character of this movie is black. He's in Mexico.
I didn't put that together.
The movie is following this guy trying to get out of bankruptcy, being the scapegoat, and him trying to escape from Mexico in this hostile drug takeover. It's a black guy. You could even pronounce his last name. That's how African he is.
Oladipo.
And the name of the movie is Gringo? Come on now.
So he's an African guy.
He's an African guy.
But do
how much more disrespect can we get?
But do they?
This is why we have Black Panther. So I am completely bought out on. I am completely bought out on Gringo. All right.
Okay.
I would see it for my Mexican people.
Right.
But you know what? You guys live in Mexico. I don't eat tacos from Burger King anymore, so I'm done.
Right. And all that right. has been your trailer talk. Right.
Yeah, that's trailer talk.
Right.
The movies are out. It's the trailers we'll
right?
see. It's
right.
Time for
right?
trailer talk.
But the leading guy is black,
right?
Black, and you're calling
it
Gringo?
You give it two French. Oh yeah, Lip. How many French fries do you get it?
Two.
And DT, how many Black Panther fist raises do you give it?
I give it.
I don't know.
There will be no challenge today.
Oh, you can do that dialect, but I can't do.
There will be no challenge today.
Why not get no challenge today?
Because I never freeze.
Why no challenge?
I never freeze.
You should do challenge today because he's going to die.
There'll be no movie today.
You should
today.
Do challenge today, fat. He's going to die. You should do challenge.
I'm sorry, Madamu. I didn't mean to offend you, Madamu. I'm so sorry.
Madamu,
I still love you.
Yeah.
All right.
Too much.
I need a burrito.
I do. Oh, yeah. We didn't do
and
burritos.
A blunt. I mean, just burrito.
And a
40.
And a blunt.
And reach around. All right.
Whoa.
Sorry.
I wouldn't
they
be
got,
for that.
They got the, oh.
I'm just
oh, I forgot to get to it real quick. There are two shows coming back next month in March. Roseanne, of course, is coming back, but I couldn't be more excited. What are my two favorite number one shows? Roseanne and Scrubs, right?
Yeah.
So Roseanne is coming back in March. Zach Braff, who starred in Scrubs, also has a new show starting up in March called Alex, Inc. I am going to be one happy guy in March.
Okay.
Probably not. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all that we have for you today. Today's show was brought to you by Target. Make sure you get started for all your Target deliveries. They give it to you both ways. Either you can pick it up or have it delivered to your door. But get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Target, expect more, pay less. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Hang with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Fall Lippius.
Good night.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
What's up, dude?
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
That's yes. me.
Fat people already know they fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody. Everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, scream on Jamama Puck. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Black Panther.